95.9 The Rats. Good morning, Bad Company. Five Finger Death Punch rocks your way to work.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Today's No Sweat News is here for you now, and I may ask you, as long as you're not driving, to get your phone out for one of our stories.
Oh, get your phone out.
I do want to test this theory.
Okay.
But first, we take you to North Carolina for story number one. Durham, North Carolina, to be exact. Keith King of Durham, North Carolina, 3 years ago split with his wife.
Oh.
Because she had an affair with a guy named Francisco Huzair.
Oh, Francisco.
As a result of the affair, their marriage broke down. Mm. Their life completely got broken up.
Mm.
He found out the affair. His business started tanking. He developed PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in North Carolina, my dear friend, they have something called alienation of affection. And you can sue someone if they do something to destroy your marriage. And last week, a judge sided with Keith and awarded him $8.8 million.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
From Francisco.
Okay, I'm going to need some of the details
dude,
for this.
So, I do not know if this alienation of affection exists in New Jersey.
Oh, boy. Google.
I do not know. However, you may, dear listener, want to do some Googling. Depending on which side of this you may be on, that would certainly be yet another reason not to have an affair. Or it could be something you need to hire a lawyer about.
Just six states.
Oh, and we're not
Hawaii,
one of them.
Hawaii, North Carolina, Mississippi, New Mexico, South Dakota, and Utah.
Nah, damn it.
Darn it.
Sorry.
Why can't the law ever be on my side for a change?
I know.
Rather than putting me behind bars, I thought I was seeing a big payout here.
Now, I want you to test something out if you don't mind.
Please. I have my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the phone thing you're talking about?
This is the phone. Open up a new text.
A new text message.
Yeah.
I'm going to address this to Carl so I don't
get,
I don't get fired.
You may not want to address this to me.
Okay.
I want you to type in the message part.
Yes.
Sit, S-I-T.
S-I-T, sit.
What are the three choices your phone gives you for the next word?
Sit, sight, and sitting.
Oh, very interesting. Maybe this only works for certain phones.
I do have the very newest iOS update.
Ah.
So that could be a part of it.
What are my three choices, Dave?
Yours are down, on, and back.
Click on the word on.
Okay. Touching on.
What are the next three choices, Dave?
Your, and then the, and then my. Sit on my.
And if you wouldn't mind, just for argument's sake.
I don't want to.
Click on my.
Okay. Hold on. Wait a second. You shake. Okay. Hold on.
And now, what are the three choices?
Bed. Sit on my bed. Phone, which makes no sense.
Uh-huh.
But the last one that I don't even want to say. Face. Sit on my face.
Did this happen with your Google Android or your iPhone? Because somebody has realized that sit on my face self-populates on most phones if you type in sit.
I'm looking at it right now.
Google and Apple say they've just found out about it and they are rolling out a fix really quickly.
Yeah, my iOS update only allows me, when it does it natural, if I click on sit, it says, and then I click on,
right.
It comes up to sit on your head, which doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah. But so there you go.
But at least it's not like, you know, potentially a fireable text message.
Isn't that classic?
Today's day and age. I tell you what. Today's day and age, autocorrect is going to get everyone fired.
Exactly. I'm being harassed by autocorrect.
And then no one ever believes you. But that is proof in the pudding that autocorrect sometimes has a much dirtier mind than us.
How classic is that?
Absolutely.
And yet I keep on texting the word duck to people. What's up with that? I'm not quacking over here. And now our third and final story for today. Things are really heating up in Congressional District number 6 in Virginia.
Okay.
It is a rural part of Virginia.
Nice.
And this is where Democrat Leslie Coburn is taking on Republican Denver Riggleman.
Okay.
How hot is the campaign? Well, smears are flowing in either direction after Leslie accused Denver of being into Bigfoot erotica.
Okay. Hold the phone.
Her recent tweet.
Bigfoot erotica. Sasquatch.
That's what I said, Dave.
Sasquatch porn.
Her recent tweet is being condemned by some of her own supporters, however, and here's why. Here's what she posted. My opponent, Denver Riggleman, running mate of Corey Stewart, was caught on camera campaigning with a white supremacist.
That's bad.
And now he's been exposed as a devotee of Bigfoot erotica. This is not what we need on Capitol Hill.
No, I guess.
Had gone through Riggleman's Twitter account, scrolled way back, and found a post that he made saying, quote, cover art complete for mating habits of Bigfoot with a self-made pencil drawing of Bigfoot with a particularly enlarged form of male genitalia.
God almighty in heaven. And I'm a MUFON member, so we believe in lots of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But we never put the word erotica into our craziness, whether it be aliens or Sasquatch or Middle Earth cave dwellers.
Maybe.
We never put erotica in.
That's clearly where you cross the line. You are missing on an opportunity. Because Bigfoot erotica apparently is a thing.
This
guy drew a giant schlong on Bigfoot and posted it on Twitter.
That's disgusting.
And this is not what we need on Capitol Hill. Plus, he's a white supremacist.
Well, yeah, that part is pretty bad, too. Somehow the white supremacist is getting glossed over because of the Bigfoot porn. That'd be like me drawing, you know, a member on Chewbacca the Wookiee. Like, there's just certain things you don't do as a member of society.
Nobody thinks of Chewbacca. And you know,
you don't think of him in that way, and you shouldn't.
Maybe we should put a loincloth on this guy.
We don't need to put he doesn't need pants. We just don't think of him like that.
Put pants on Chewbacca in the new Star Wars.
Oh.
Otherwise, I'm not bringing my children to see a naked Bigfoot.
I am shocked.
This is not going to happen.
I'm surprised someone hasn't been offended yet that Chewie's not wearing pants.
Somebody start hashtag pants on Chewie.
Put the pants on the Wookiee.
Cover up his little Wookiee. I don't need to see that.
His little Wookiee would be an Ewok, by the way.
Those smiling little creatures. They're so cute.
They are.
Now, here's the twist. If you haven't thought you heard enough.
Okay. I really have, but all right.
Some of Leslie's supporters are chastising her for taking her opponent to task for being into Bigfoot erotica.
Wait, she's now getting in trouble?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
And they are hitting back at her for kink shaming. And that is not fair.
It's official. America has jumped the shark. We had a nice run.
We had a good run. But no, you may not kink shame.
You can't kink shame.
No, you can't.
Even if the person is into a mythological hairy
with a giant
beast.
Boner.
You can't say, hey, that's a little odd. That's the person saying that is the one who's being offensive now.
And I am just a bill on Capitol Hill.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
She's
taken to task for kink shaming.
Okay, fine.
So
I say we have, we need to have a new rule. Any tweets Facebook posts, Instagram pictures.
Off limits.
Before 2018, you can't even bring up anymore.
All right.
It's like, if you weren't outraged in 2015 for some stupid Bigfoot porn picture, I'm sorry.
You can't
turn back time and be offended now. If that wasn't on your radar then, it shouldn't be now. And if I'm president, that's the very first thing I'm doing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, the very first thing you should do is go back and delete some tweets.
I don't know how to.
Now, who should
That's the problem.
Who should I send the sit on my face text to? That's today's No Sweat News. We'll see you Friday for the quiz. Pretty good one today, too, if you don't mind me saying.